Well, the Packers losing yesterday, 30-22 to the San Francisco 49ers, and we bring in from CheeseheadTV.com, Brian Caravu. And Brian, I got to be honest with you, all night, I couldn't sleep. I was just going to think, what are we going to talk about to Brian Caravu? I just want to talk to you and get it over with and move on from the loss, because last year, Brian, the Packers' first loss came on December 18th, and this year it comes on September 9th. Kind of a tough one for the Pack yesterday, Brian.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's disappointing for a team and its fans that have seen a lot of the success over the past 2 years, winning the Super Bowl in 2010, going 15-1 last year. These fans just aren't accustomed to seeing this team lose, and perhaps maybe the Wisconsin Badgers put everybody in a bad mood the day before. So when you combine that with the Packers loss, not a good weekend in Wisconsin football.
I had asked you last week, I said, remember when the Packers started 0-2 in the preseason, how people kind of panicked? What would happen if the Packers started off with a losing record? And immediately after the game, I went on Facebook, I went on Twitter, and for the most part, I didn't see a lot of overreaction. You're not seeing Packer fans overreact too much, are you?
You know, I do see it here and there. I think the majority of Packer fans, you know, put it in perspective and understand it's 1 week. There's a lot of time to recover yet. You know, I read blogs. I get a lot of reaction on my Twitter feed. And, you know, here and there, there's a couple fans that, you know, are calling for defensive coordinator Dom Capers to be fired
come
already.
On.
You know, yeah, absolutely. That's overreaction and a little too early for that. You know, nothing wrong with being disappointed with the loss, but a lot of season left to go.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, coming off a 15-1 season where you aren't accustomed to feeling this way, the year the Packers won the Super Bowl, there were 6 losses during that regular season. So it is a feeling that fans need to kind of remind themselves happened. And if you want to look positive, the last 2 games, we've lost the last 2 games, but it was to the Giants and the Niners, the teams that played in the NFC Championship. So while the Packers are still a top team in the NFC, we're finding out maybe we're not the top team in the NFC. Niners looked pretty good yesterday, whether it was their run defense. The pass defense was good as well for most of the game. What do you attribute, if you have to pinpoint one thing, the loss to? Because I'm going to say it was the Packers' maybe inability to get their offense going right away. Some might say it was the mismanage. They called a timeout early late in the first half, which actually led to an Akers field goal. A lot of people want to blame JerMichael Finley. He's always easy to blame. A lot of people want to blame the refs, because the refs, I think before 3 o'clock, they did okay, and then any game after 3 o'clock was kind of a mess for the backup officials. Where do we point the blame for this one, Brian?
You know, all those things add up. You know, every single one has a cumulative effect on the Packers and the reasons why they lost. If I could add to your little list, the defensive back 7 for the Packers was not exactly all that great yesterday. You know, the 49ers came into this game, or, you know, last year, they weren't known for having a great passing attack. Maybe Alex Smith could be okay, but, you know, they went and added Randy Moss in the offseason, and they sure made Randy Moss look like the Randy Moss of 2002 almost yesterday, as you know, Charles Woodson, Jarrett Bush, Tremont Williams, Morgan Burnett, they all had their issue on a play or two yesterday that just, you know, over time allowed the 49ers to move the ball quite a bit and quite well.
Yeah, and if you watched, and they did an excellent job during the game kind of showing you as well, but the routes the Niners were running, they just always were able to get our guys confused, make them run into each other a little bit, and the Niners spent a lot of money in the offseason in wide receivers, and for this week, it paid off. The Niners 1-0 now, the Packers 0-1. You have to lose. I mean, 16 teams had to start the season 0-1 yesterday. I think the fear is the Packers come into a game on Thursday night now against Chicago. It's at Lambeau, yes. However, Chicago, rough start, but then looked very, very good yesterday. Packer fans, you're going to see a lot of mutiny if they do go 0-2. What do the Packers need to do in a short week here to make sure that doesn't happen?
The Packers just need to have a short memory, I guess, is put this loss behind them and move on to the Bears and you know, be motivated that you're against an NFC North rival It's the Packers are in last place in the NFC North right now. And again, let's take that with a grain of salt. We're in week one, but I mean, they get the home field advantage, so they can feel good about that and know this is a Bears team that they've had their number the past couple seasons.
Well, again, the Packers not losing until December 18th last year. I think this might be Mike McCarthy's first season he started with a loss. I'm not sure.
It might be.
Maybe his first year, but we're used to seeing Mike McCarthy and the guys go 1-0, so it is kind of a shock for us. But again, these 49ers, you're going to look back at the end of the year. They could easily have the number one seed. I can't think of a team. Dallas played well, but in the NFC, the Niners have to be the team to beat right now, especially with the statement that they delivered at Lambeau yesterday. But the Packers still, I mean, a great, great team. Got some things to work on, yes, and we'll see if they can do that Thursday night, the game right here on K107.1. Coverage at 5, game at 7:20 or so. Do want to be positive for a little bit, Brian. I want to say Randall Cobb, we have quite a weapon in him. Anybody else we want to give high marks to, or should we just kind of move on from week one?
Yeah, Randall Cobb was very impressive. Everybody knew he was a great return specialist, and he had the punt return for a touchdown, but now add to the offense what he's doing there, lining up as a running back, coming out of the backfield. Really, really impressive what the Packers are doing with him. And then give credit to Clay Matthews on defense, too. 2.5 sacks yesterday, did a good job in infusing the pass rush.
Brian, we will talk to you again on Thursday. We'll get a prediction from you then. Packers play the Bears in just a couple of days already. Brian, thanks so much for your time and more of your work at CheeseheadTV.com. Thanks, Brian.
Thanks a lot. Talk to you then.